Next month, the Winter Olympics will focus attention on sports many Americans know little or nothing about. Olympians will perform on snow and ice, making the dangerous and difficult appear routine. To help understand some of these unfamiliar sports, Morning Edition will offer occasional primers. Today, NPR's Tom Goldman explains the centuries-old sport of skiing and shooting, the biathlon.
The dictionary defines sport as a physical activity engaged in for pleasure. If that's true, then you're going to have a hard time calling Olympic biathlon a sport.
At the world-class level, the pain's there the whole time. You actually get to the point where you enjoy this type of pain.
Randy Hill introduced me to his world of masochism on a recent sunny morning in Utah. Hill is the assistant coach for the U.S. biathlon team. We met up at Soldier Hollow, site of next month's Olympic competition. With cross-country skis on my feet and a .22 caliber strapped on like a backpack, I started to learn the basics, the shooting, the skating motion biathletes use when they're skiing, and yes, the pain. Randy and I have just skied about 100 meters down the track, and I must say my legs are burning. Certainly these athletes are in great shape, but it's hard to imagine skating up that hill in front of me, taking any number of turns and interspersed in all of this intense physical exercises, going over to the shooting range and shooting and quieting your body.
And quieting your mind.
One correct hit.
My first time on the shooting range, I lay on my stomach and hit the first four of five circular black targets 50 meters away. Then I missed the fifth, and Randy Hill laughed at something he's seen so many times before.
You just think too much about, I've got to do it, I've got to do it. Bam! Can you hit the last shot? Because you're working against yourself right there. More often than not, you don't hit that last shot.
The clock also is working against you. Biathlon is a timed competition, and if you miss a shot, you're penalized by having more time tacked on. Biathletes constantly are trying to shave seconds when they're skiing 12 and a half miles during the longest event, or when they're stopping at the range to shoot at the five targets. Even taking the rifle off at the range is choreographed for maximum efficiency. Randy Hill demonstrated.
Rifle's on the back. First thing I did, I slipped my hand underneath the shoulder harness, grab it, reach around right here, a fluid motion that cuts a lot of excess movement out.
How much do you practice this part?
We actually have drills, and that's all we do.
My head buzzing with all this sudden knowledge, I tried to put it all together. I skied up a gentle slope so I'd be able to feel what it's like to shoot with a thumping pulse. Hill was waiting for me as I arrived at the point. That's the square carpet on which I'd now shoot standing up.
Try to relax, try to catch your breath.
Okay, gun's coming off.
Mm-hmm. The awesome
one. I'm not doing this fluidly, but okay.
Standing is much harder than the prone position because the target is always moving. A heaving chest, even a quickened pulse, can make a shot go awry. If you squeeze the trigger when the target's in your sights, you'll miss. So you have to gauge how much you're moving and anticipate where the target will be.
Oh my goodness, look at that, one for one.
With his words ringing in my ears, of course I missed the next two. In biathlon lingo, the rifle moving is called a tremor. As I tried to aim my fourth shot, it felt more like an earthquake.
Oh my god, that thing's bouncing. Look at that.
Two for four.
Bronze medal on this shot.
Alas, no medal. It took me a little over a minute to hit two of the five targets. Olympic biathletes will get their five shots off in about 20 seconds and hit most, if not all, of the targets. They will do so much, so well, so quickly, and in so much pain. But to the average Olympic viewer, it'll just look like a bunch of skiing and shooting. Not in Europe, however, where biathlon has become the number one watched winter sport on television. Now, I think I know why. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Soldier Hollow, Utah.
There's more on Tom's biathlon tryout on the website, npr.org.